This is Ed Serwin with the weekly box beef trade for week ending August 15th. The daily spot choice box beef cutout ended the week last Friday at $244.72, and that was a whopping $8.38 higher compared to the previous Friday. There were 559 loads sold for the week in that daily box beef cutout, which was the smallest non-holiday week this year, but it was 10% of the total volume. The comprehensive, or the weekly average choice cutout, which includes all types of sales, it was at $237.76, and that was $4.73 higher. And it definitely was helped out by the upcoming Labor Day weekend. There was 5,846 total loads sold, which was 446 loads lower than the previous week. The formula sales were at 3,469 loads, and that was 68 loads higher than last week and a whopping 59% of the total loads sold this week. That just shows you how important those formula sales are to the normal trade week in and week out. The exports, as reported on the Box Beef Report, represent primarily the muscle cuts, and they were at 459 loads, and that was 35 loads lower. There were 107 loads sold to our NAFTA neighbors, and 352 loads were shipped overseas. And those overseas shipments have been dropping quite a bit recently. The outfront sales, which won't be delivered for at least 22 days, they were at 662 loads, and that was 349 loads lower than last week. Now, taking a look at the weekly average primal cut prices, the choice middle meats, which are the loins and ribs, they were $7 to $10 higher, indicating increased grilling demand as we approach this holiday. The choice chuck and round were both $2 to $3 higher again this week, but very lacking compared to the big rally that we saw last summer. The cow cutout ended the week at $2.81 higher. It was at $224.29, and those 90% trimmings were $3.32 higher at $284.07 compared to the previous Friday, rebounding after that big drop from a couple weeks ago. The Labor Day weekend has always been a very good grilling weekend for hamburgers and sausage products, which are a big part of the cow meat trade. Those 90% trimmings have been trading in that $2.95 to $3.05 range through much of the last 12 months. And as we previously mentioned, it really helped push the chuck and round products from finished cattle much higher last summer, since they were also used for ground beef. The latest report of imported meat pass for entry into the U.S. for August 8th showed that week we imported 22,290 metric tons of fresh beef, and that equates to 49 million pounds imported for that 1 week. Year-to-date for the first 32 weeks of this year, we are still running 30% higher fresh beef imports than last year, and this is on top of last year's increases. Australia was still 56% higher, and New Zealand was up 19%. Now, taking a look at the finished cattle trade, the live prices were not well tested as sellers passed the lower bids. And the dress prices were also mostly untested, but there was a few early sales in Nebraska at $240. The mandatory price report for the five area major feeding states showed that the average cash steer price was $150.62 on 35,820 head, and that compared to 151.13 and 83,212 head the previous week, so we were only down about 50 cents. And the average live weight for the Texas Panhandle for week ending August 8th was steady at 1317, and that was 40 pounds heavier than last year, which was 1277. The latest average national steer carcass weight for week ending August 1st was 2 pounds heavier at 886, and that is 12 pounds above the previous year, which was 874 last year, and the 5-year average was 857. And the choice select spread was $9.28 on Friday, which would be about $3 higher compared to the previous Friday. The demand and price increases for those choice rib and loins helped widen that spread. Thank you. This has been Ed Serwin with the USDA Market News in Amarillo, Texas.